BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here is the Scott Mills Daily for Thursday. On Dear Scott, you write to us about loads of things, including fake Hollywood laughing and the horrible picture of me on the Radio 1 Listen Again. A particularly surreal, real or no real, Vanessa Felt special. Really weird. The bloke with the iPad at the Pope ceremony who thought he looked brilliant. We tell him otherwise. And innuendo bingo in a PVC skirt featuring Gemma Kearney.
BBC Radio 1.
Well, I had quite a morning. It's almost like it didn't happen now.
Does it feel... Is it like a dream or a nightmare?
At the moment, a dream, but I'm worried that what will happen is it's going to be delayed and there'll be flashbacks at some point. So today, it was the Radio 1 Red Nose Day Challenge for Comet Relief. Thank you to you lot. We raised £261,877. That's a lot of cash for Comet Relief. So thank you if you listened this morning to Grimmy and the various challenges that we were set. I seem to remember having a chat with Kate Moss. I saw Lily Allen eating a cheese pizza. And Josh off Union J with his head down the loo. That all happened. Oh, and I snogged Vanessa Felt.
I wasn't sure if I should bring this up. Do you want to talk about this?
I'll do it with my therapist, thanks.
Okay.
Yeah, that happened.
It went on a long time. That's one thing I did want to say to you. Longer than was expected.
She's a fine woman and a damn good kisser. I just wish I'd known who it was beforehand, but then that was the idea of the blindfold. I could tell that it was a lady.
Who were you thinking it was?
Well, I thought for a minute it could be Lewis Smith.
You knew it was a lady?
He also looks at like he has soft lips, but then I could smell a perfume and I thought, that ain't no man's perfume. And it was definitely Vanessa, yeah.
Is that why you spent so long kissing them, just trying to figure it out, taste them almost?
I think halfway through, I grabbed a little peek through the blindfold and could see it was Felt and just carried on.
Serious?
Yeah, well, you've got to get involved with these things, haven't you? People have donated a lot of cash, hard-earned money, £5 each for a text.
Well done, Mills.
Thank you very much. That poor boy from Union J, I hope he's all right after the cinnamon challenge. It went down the wrong way, I think. He was sat out in the live lounge for ages going, I don't know what happened, I can't feel my nose.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
I can't get this Vanessa Feltz thing up my head now.
It wasn't you that was doing it.
I almost feel like we need to go over it just to sort of... almost like therapy.
Do you know, I actually haven't heard this again yet. Since it happened.
Well, there's a video now on the Radio 1 homepage.
Of course there is.
It's called Mills and Wheels.
They really thought of the name first there and worked backwards from it, didn't they?
Yeah.
I can't roller skate, as you will know, if you watched it this morning on the red button. Or if you can get to the Radio 1. Is that on Radio 1 YouTube? Yeah. How awkward. So Grimmy pushed me, right? Mm. And I was just getting to grips with the roller skates. I can't do them. I can't even ice skate.
Mm.
As I said earlier, I went for the Dancing on Ice audition and held on like a five-year-old around the site.
Well, you've always told me, when they make a show called Walking on Pavements, you might think about
That's what I said. That new reality show, Walking on Pavements, I'm there.
Mm.
Okay, right, let's play it then. It's Radio 1 YouTube for the video.
Radio 1 homepage.
Oh, Radio 1 homepage, okay. To see me snogging Vanessa Felt. Let's hear that again.
Okay, it's landed on the middle one. It's time to snog a bit lower, Scott Mills. A bit lower. You can start snogging and then we'll remove. Okay.
Oh, God!
Listen to Sarah Cox's reaction.
It's still happening!
It's happening! Scott Mills, tongues in with Vanessa!
How was it for you, seriously?
How was that for you, Scott?
Oh, his heart's beating like a sweet little dove. Oh.
Yeah.
As I said, it went on longer than I would have thought you needed.
Went on then longer than anyone thought it was going to. And I was so hot.
Was that
I
a first
had right
for
sweat
you?
On.
You say that's a first for you?
Yes, absolutely. Mm. And not something I'd try again.
Would you
honest.
Not?
No, I don't think I would.
Pleased you tried it?
But you know, it's for charity. Am I pleased? It's done now.
It's done.
That's yeah. The video is on the Radio 1 Facebook, and we're just putting it on the Radio 1 Twitter for your enjoyment to make it easier for you. At BBC R1 on Twitter if you're not following us already. You seem to have gone through more trauma than me, and I was the one that kissed Vanessa Felt.
Yeah.
Why are you finding it such a hard thing?
Well, it's just the video. It's just watching it. It's very close.
Can I see the video?
Weird noises.
Can I watch it? Because I actually haven't seen it back yet.
It's uncomfortable.
Okay, let me see. Okay, so let's go to the bit where I'm roller skating up to Felt.
Oh, yeah, can we quickly comment on the way you roller skate towards her? You make this weird sort of gyration.
I'm kind of...
4 minutes 20 in on the video.
Kind of thrusting.
Here we go. Yeah,
I don't really know why. Obviously, at this point, I'm blindfolded, so I don't know that Josh off Union J and Lewis
Smith...
There
he goes. Look at him go.
They're also there. Then they pushed me and I fell right on my bum. Also, George from Union J afterwards went up to me and went, like he was 10. Oh, he is. Went, ah, you fell on your bum.
Yeah.
Yes, I did.
Here he goes. Look, now watch
this
movement he makes.
No.
George's
No, I'm going to kiss Vanessa Felt. Why is she in a chef costume?
Sure.
This gets weirder.
Is it a chef? I thought it was...
It's like a blow-up chef.
It's like the Michelin man.
Ah!
It's the way she holds her head as well. It's not right.
It's going on too long.
And at that point, it should have finished.
Okay, stop.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, we've overstayed your welcome there.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, now I understand. I get it. It's on the Radio 1 homepage. Some people weren't up early enough this morning and are just experiencing the Vanessa Felt video for the first time. I'm not going to watch it again. I've made that decision.
It's not one for lunch.
Definitely not. If it wasn't one for lunch, it certainly wasn't one for breakfast.
No.
It was on at 7:30 this morning.
How did you leave it afterwards? Do you speak... I mean,
it was really
text
awkward.
Or...
She went, how was that for you? And I went, yeah, thank you, Vanessa. And she went, don't worry, I haven't got any lurgies or anything. And then she just skipped off down the stairs, and that was the end of that. There wasn't really much eye contact, to be honest.
Was the fiancé there, or husband? Or
what? What's wrong with you?
Fast
no.
and small.
He wasn't there, no. But he would have, you know, I've known him for a while. Like, he'll be fine with it.
Yeah?
He won't be jailed, no. So the video's on the Radio 1 homepage now. I was saving lives for Comic Relief. That's why I did it. Coming up after 1:30, it's Innuendo Bingo. Today with a veteran of the game, Gemma Kearney. It's good to have Gemma back. She thinks that she's been bumped off for more popular people in recent weeks, but she hasn't. It's just that we've had a run of guests on, haven't we? We've had R. John, and we had Kimberly Wyatt last week, but...
Well, no, hang on. That does suggest that she's being snubbed.
No, she hasn't. It's just that, like, we've got a rota going now.
Oh, right.
And Gemma is very much still part of that rota and part of the Radio 1 family. We love her very much. And she's brilliant, like, one of the best at bingo. You always know it's going to be a good game with Gemma Kearney.
Oh, yeah.
It's been a while, so she's kind of jumping up and down like an excited loon outside.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Gemma Kearney is with us.
Yes! I'm back!
You're back!
You totally left me on the sidelines for a bit, didn't you?
No.
Yeah, you did.
No.
Yeah.
It was just a very busy week, what with coolness and all.
You've had like, oh, all right!
What?
I'm jealous.
Why are you jealous?
Because, like, you just love Mila Kunis more than me now.
Who, me personally?
Yeah, Chris.
Also,
no.
Chris, have you had some kind of Hollywood makeover?
What? Why?
You just look different.
Why?
I don't know what's happened.
No.
I mean, it's just sharper haircut.
Yeah.
This, like, the eyes are sparkly.
Colouring cheeks.
Yeah. Have you had a tan?
No. No, absolutely not.
Have you had your teeth done?
No, I haven't.
What's going on? You look Americanized.
You do, but it's good.
He's not. He knows what you're stirring.
I'm not. I'm just saying.
What's going on?
Nothing.
Tell me the truth.
I'm saying you look good.
Thank you.
Go and have a look.
Why are we talking about this?
Well, because it's on the Radio 1 website.
A facial?
Pardon?
Did you have a facial?
No.
Is it because you got to smooch and you haven't smooched in a while? That sometimes puts a bit of colour in your cheeks.
Mm.
I'm not saying it in a bad way. It's good. It's working.
Well, thank you.
Totally working.
Oh, look, it's getting red now.
Okay, let's do bingo. Watch us, please.
It's Thursday. It's 1:45.
Ish.
This is Innuendo Bingo.
Gemma Kearney is ready.
I'm so ready. I am doing an interview after this.
Oh, are you?
I'm wearing a waterproof skirt, though.
Oh, good.
Waterproof.
Yes, that is. Is that... What's that made of, please?
PVC.
So avant-garde.
Stop it!
You're so avant-garde right now.
Oh, we love you, Gemma. Good to be back. Okay, right, so Gemma knows how we do here. Like, we just scoop up the water into our mouths, fill your cheeks, and then with the clips that you lot have provided this week, we play the bingo and the water goes everywhere.
Okay.
Okay, make sure you're watching now on your mobile phone or on your computer. And let me know if you are, please. I like it when it's your first time. Okay. All right? What? Yeah,
sorry.
Why are you squawking like that? Oh, right, because he hasn't taken his water yet. Mm-hmm. He can't, it's his new teeth. Joking. And over to Escape to the Country, first of all, where they like to find out about the local traditions when looking around a house.
And in true country tradition, we're bypassing the front door and heading for the back entrance.
Small spurt from Kenny. Chris is fine.
Stop trying to avoid my eye contact. It's part of the game, Chris.
We're just in a really awkward position compared to normal. We're basically...
On top of each other.
Yeah, we're not in front of each other. We're sort of next to each other.
It's good. Yeah. And if you can remain that uncomfortable eye contact as well, that'd be good.
It's like I'm going to sit on your lap or
it's
something.
It's a bit too close.
Yeah.
Okay. Hello, Gav in London. He's watching. Someone's saying the cameras aren't working. I think they are. I think we're on. bbc.co.uk/radio1 if you want to watch Innuendo Bingo on your phone and on your laptop, on your tablet, yeah? Oh. Go on. Okay. Okay, over to The Apprentice USA. Have you seen it? It's on really late at night with Donald Trump. Mm. It's kind of those, one of those you just watch if it's on. Mm-hmm. I don't know how the contestants managed to arrange this.
Our display is basically a life-size Kim Kardashian dangling from her ring.
We're too close, Scott.
I don't care. It's good.
I'm cold already.
There's nothing else I can do about that.
Well, they don't get that on Our Apprentice, do we?
Kim Kardashian dangling from her ring.
<You're> crying.
Boo-hoo. Over to Five Live now.
Really good beef.
Five Live, and it's amazing what Nikki Campbell gets his guests to reveal about themselves.
Do you think we'll lose elephants in our wild elephants from Africa in our generation?
Nikki, it's not a matter of if, it's when. It's just a matter of time, mate. I spend most of my time in the bush.
So cold.
I'm enjoying the closeness a lot.
It's just so cold. It's like, why is it so icy today?
I spend most of my time in the bush.
Is it colder water than usual?
Colin, it's his first time watching today in South Wales. Laura and Shannon are doing, well, they should be doing college work, but Innuendo Bingo just seemed like a better option. Fair play. Okay, over to a recent favourite now from our friends at Bargain Hunt.
I like the way the light catches
the eye. Girls?
Yeah.
Knobs.
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 Right.
Lovely knobs, girls. Yeah.
So close to each other.
It's too close.
Why so close?
Straight.
I don't know.
What's changed?
It's not me. It's just the way it's been arranged. I don't like it either.
Also, I quite like our new zoom lens that we've got as well. Check it. look at the sheer disappointment and general despondency on Kelly's face. Wah, 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 wah. Next one. And it's MasterChef. This diner's being very demanding.
Well, that looks nice and oozy. I'm happy to dive in now.
All right, Chris?
Okay. I love the word oozy! Oh, I love it. Mm. I like oozy things as well.
Holly in Surrey says, I love a bit of innuendo bingo on my day off. Gareth in Nottingham's watching. I'm watching live for the first time. It's Amy and Kent. Hi, everyone. Okay, water, please.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And over to Nick Grimshaw on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show, who just got a bit sidetracked gossiping about the newsreaders.
There was a discussion ages ago about Hugh Edwards maybe reading the news, but you can't do it.
Oh, you know,
not
Hugh,
for the whole show.
Not for the entire show.
You want to give Hugh one-off. My slot?
No! Hugh doesn't want your slot.
Oh, my God. It's gone straight down the back of her... back of her head and into her... Oh, no.
So rude.
So rude.
He doesn't want your slot.
Wow. Okay. This is one of my personal favourites now from recent times on Inuit Bingo. Has anyone watched Mr. Selfridge? Is that still on? I've come ever such a long way, Mr. Selfridge. Who's that woman on it? That's the first episode that I watched, and I managed to kind of do a good impression of her. I've come ever such a long way, Mr. Selfridge. But I haven't watched it since. Don't know who she is. That's what she sounds like, though. Anyway, here is Mr. Selfridge.
I thought we decided yesterday it's a good thing you don't work here for us.
Mr. Selfridge came over himself.
There she is. It's the same one.
Mr. Selfridge came over himself.
Oh, no. It's like a winged Cupid again.
It was like a winged Cupid.
I've come over such a long way, sir.
Why do you keep doing impressions?
I'm a bit tired.
What's wrong with you?
I don't know.
Scott, usually you're one of the most professionals.
I've lost it.
It's going weird.
Anyone want to take over?
He's going really weird.
Oh, we're back to The Apprentice USA. They do things very differently on American TV.
And you know what? I really hold this up kind of like this. And, you know, when you're talking about this and dangle it like it's an earring. And, you know, we consider this our bag jewelry.
Yeah. You want me to finger it?
All right. I think we're fine.
All right. We consider this our bag jewelry.
Yeah. You want me to finger it?
Gemma. Just a slow, steady spurt there. More water, please. Over to BBC Radio Derby now. And they say radio is all about painting pictures with words.
She's doing that very thick, clever thing now that Ashley and Pudsey did, whereas Byfly is going in and out of Karen's legs, waiting now for the sausage.
She doesn't want your slot.
Okay.
So rude!
Over to Sarah Cox. Sarah Cox and Chris Smith on Radio 1. I like it, the newsreaders are impressively disciplined.
Chris Smith, with your nth turn... Are you saving the fudge for later?
I'm saving the fudge for later, yeah, because they always one of the first rules of news is don't eat fudge.
I don't even know.
Mr. Selfridge came over himself.
Okay.
Are you alright?
Mm-hmm.
You're leaking.
There is a leak.
It just kind
of just piddles out of your mouth.
Yeah. What was the fudge thing about?
I don't know.
I loved your face. Scott was just like, what is this?
Okay, I've got a good one for you now.
This is so surreal. It's so weird.
Mm-hmm. Over to. I'm just a bit too tired for that one. Over to BBC Breakfast. It's the paper review and news on a national treasure.
And so he's really painting a very bleak picture and saying we have to re-educate ourselves. And in the middle of it, he fingers, shockingly, I might say, Delia Smith.
It's a classic. Wow, thank you for watching on your phone on the Radio 1 website. Thanks, Chris. Thanks, Gemma. Good to have you back.
Yeah, I loved it.
Yeah. Gemma is...
Strange therapy.
Gemma's on Radio 1 on Saturday morning and Sunday morning, where you can wake up to her from 7 a.m.
Oh, yeah, go on, give it a chance. 7 a.m. Wake up.
Yeah. Me. Gemma Kearney. Wake up. Saturday, 7.
Yay! The Scott
Mills Daily. When I got home last night, I got fully into the Pope ceremony. Did anyone else?
Kind of, yeah.
I was watching it for ages, for such a long time. And I don't know what I was expecting to happen. Because, I mean, it's a man on a balcony, albeit a very important man on a balcony. But I'm not sure what I was expecting. Mm. I was watched, but was really excited for it and was watching it for ages. I was watching Channel 4's coverage. I mean, it was on every channel. And you know how I spot things that are kind of away from the main event? Like in a crowd or like in a situation that's on TV, I will say, what's he doing over there? Or for instance, if it's like, if they go on Sky News to somebody's house, rather than listen to what they're saying, I'll be going, ooh, those curtains, shouldn't put them on TV.
It's true, this. It's like when you went to go see Justin Timberlake, you spent the whole time looking at the backing dancer, didn't
Absolutely
you?
Obsessed with him, yeah. And then it becomes that I can't look at anything else.
Yeah.
So I'm watching The Pope last night, and I become fixated on the dude taking pictures with his iPad.
Okay.
Now, that is not cool. And I see it happen a lot at a lot of events now. You look like an idiot.
Why? Because you're holding up something so sort of
It's ridiculously
massive.
Big. It's too big. Buy a camera.
I do find it odd, actually, when it pans to any crowd shot and people have got the massive tablets.
On your, it's just right. Weird. And I see it happen. I mean, it can happen at really small events. It doesn't happen at many Radio 1 events, to be honest. I've not seen it happen at a big weekend or Hackney weekend yet. But generally, if there's something happening in London and there's like a group of people, there will always be someone with a tablet taking a picture because they now can. Like, use your phone, that's fine. Camera, fine. Massive, great big tablet? No. You look stupid.
It's like we've gone backwards with
yeah.
these things,
it's
isn't
got
it?
Bigger again. What's going on? Anyway, I was watching him for like about half an hour.
Yeah.
And he was snapping away with his iPad, yeah. thinking he was all that. You weren't.
Missed the main event, did you? But you're sort of staring at the...
Yeah, just looking at the iPad guy. He was taking so many pictures yeah. because, of course, he doesn't have to go and get them developed now, does he?
True.
He doesn't. You don't have to do that anymore.
Yeah, well, that's very true.
Not with this tablet.
Wonders of modern science.
That's so. Right. It's digital and everything. I mean, what's happening next? Are we going to see people holding up like massive laptops events? Are we going to go really big with it?
There is just something odd about it, isn't there?
It's like the idea of like cameras and phones are that they're quite small. Like it's too big. I was watching that guy with the iPad too. He looked like a right idiot. That's Chris in Manchester. I was watching on the BBC, Scott. Oh, he was on the BBC as well, was he? They didn't manage to crop him out. Thought exactly the same thing.
I love that you're speaking about him, though. I almost feel like we should set up some kind of, like, fan site.
God, I hope he's not listening, because he'll be really offended. It's just, like, didn't look good. Loads of people are on saying they're obsessed with the tablet guy from The Pope last night. I'm so pleased you noticed as well. Oh, there was someone at Radio 1 taking pictures on an iPad while Grimmy was in the bath of mealworms earlier. A red one. Oh, was there? Mm. BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. Waiting for the hearts to be. Stay out tonight. We'll see through my eyes. Stay out this time. And we'll be home by five. Stay out, stay out, stay out. Stay out, stay out, stay out. He's got the Rolling Stones deep, but he only knows one song. They think they're from the 60s. They were born in 1991. That's Nina Nesbitt and Stay Out on BBC Radio 1. It's my big thing this week. Lots of people were keen on Nesbitt for that song, including Ross in Grimsby.
It's a great one.
And William from Glasgow. She's playing in Edinburgh on Saturday. And Lucy and her mate Joanne are going. They say, I can't wait. She gets better every time. She's doing a few gigs at the moment. That is Nina Nesbitt and Stay Out.
Just Google imaging her.
And?
No. Well, different to how I expected her to look.
What did you expect?
That's no bad thing,
What did
by
you
the
expect?
Way. Well, no, because no, I'm digging a hole here.
Really bad. She's a very pretty girl. Nina Nesbitt. It's my big thing this week. What do you reckon? Stay Out. Okay, good. So the person that I just discussed holding the red iPad is someone that I know. Hi, Megan. Sorry for dissing your sister on air.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Someone says, have I missed Grimmy's pink hair? I know. What's happened with that? Has he disappeared?
It's surely not still going. You were trying to explain to me this dying...
Okay, right, here's the thing. So earlier, Grimmy said that he was going to dye his hair pink for Comic Relief to raise loads of money. And the show went on until 11 and we raised over £250,000. So thank you for that. Awesome work once again for the Radio 1 listeners. Chris said, what did you actually say?
Well, I was just saying, why do we need people in to dye his hair? Because surely this is how it used to work with me at school, whenever we did this kind of thing. It would just be a can of spray.
No, he needs to dye it. You can't just spray it. Have you ever dyed your hair?
No.
It takes ages.
But, I mean, this surely isn't still going on. I mean, what do they have to do?
To make it completely pink will take a few hours. Maybe he's nodded off to sleep or something. He's had a long morning.
But they couldn't just do this with a spray?
No, because that's not really dyeing it. You're just spraying it.
Right.
I don't really think that would... Like, people have donated money for this. Like, it needs to be fully dyed.
So this is going to be lasting, is it?
It's going to last for a while.
Apparently it's nearly done. I mean, this is quite an effort.
I was going to go and check next door in case he'd just gone to sleep with his hair in that foil stuff. It's time for Dear Scott, the Posh Radio 4 lady, with what you are saying to us this week. It happens every Thursday.
Dear Scott, the internet sensation that is Chris Stark and the PR4L. Just a short message to say I've got a good keen for the final tap end. Oh. I won't hear it live, but I am a dedicated listener of the podcast. So, off of The Matrix and Speed films, I'm Keenanu Reeves. Also, is it just me, or does anyone else say Rudoy out loud when listening to the podcast? Love you, bye. Kevin, off of Ayrshire.
Thanks, Kevin. Bit too late for the last tap end, but I hope you enjoyed it. It's available to listen to again on the Scott Mills Daily podcast. All of it. It was a nice little sun cream moment.
This ready thing, which started out as an impression that you do of me.
Yeah.
Which I don't think sounds like me, but anyway, I'm not going to do this argument. I was at my desk earlier, and the photocopier is just near my desk behind the screen. And all of a sudden, I heard someone go, Ready!
Who was that?
And I don't know. Anyway, so when I went to photocopy something, I was like, why would that be? It's because on the photocopier, it says ready. So I assume they've seen the word ready and then decided to do this ridiculous... It doesn't sound like...
It's like your thing.
I don't want it to be my thing.
Well, it is.
You can't just make...
What are you going to do about it?
Well, I'm disowning it. I'm saying it...
Well, you can't. You've asked it every tap end for months. Rudu. Next.
Dear Scott, Chris, and of course the practically perfect in every way, PR4L. I was at work the other day and was asking my Australian colleague a question, to which her response was, I don't even know. However, given her accent, I misheard it as Danny Minogue. So now it has become commonplace to say Danny Minogue in reply to not knowing an answer. Given your shared enjoyment of Australian television and the accent, Scott, I thought you would equally appreciate this and would like to hear you have a go. All the best, winking smiley. Love you, bye. Laura from Tunbridge.
I don't quite understand.
I think instead of saying, I don't know, you now can say Danny Minogue.
OK, ask me a question.
What's 8 times 4?
Danny Minogue.
Do you actually not know that?
No.
OK.
Next.
Dear Scott, Chris and everyone else, I'd like to take this opportunity to speak to the PR4L.
Oh, okay.
Hi, my name's Matt.
This is weird, she's reading it out.
I was wondering if you'd like to go on a date.
Ah.
I'm 24, 5'11", dark hair, blue eyes, full of bunts. Thoughts? Hi, Matt. You sound perfect, and if what you say is true, I'd be a fool to say no. I'll email you back after I've read out some more Dear Scots. Love you, bye. The PR4L off of radio. Whoa. Nice try, Matt.
Yeah, that's not happening because what happened there was Matt wrote in the email the reply from the PR4L because that wasn't her saying it at all.
Oh.
That's very clever. So he invites her out because he is top bants and then writes in her reply so she has to read it out on the email.
Well, you can tell he's top bants because of the clever way that he's constructed that.
He's a bit of a lad, but as you can hear... She's had this before. She gets inundated with offers and she's not having it. Next.
Dear Scott and others concerned.
Hi.
I listened with interest to the American media coverage of Chris's interview with Mila Kunis. In particular, the part where the American presenter laughed when he was talking.
Yes.
You proved how difficult it can be with your pretty poor attempt afterwards. This got me wondering if anyone on British television or radio can do this laugh, talk type thing, or if it truly is just an American thing. Well, today I was watching the Brits 2013 again, and James Corden attempts a laugh, talk, just like the presenter off of America. He isn't much more successful than your attempt, to be honest. If you want to hear Mr. Corden's version, it comes at the end of the second part, just after Plan B talks about his album. I think the main reason Corden's laugh, talk doesn't come off very well is because he doesn't really believe in the joke he tells. Anyways, see what you think. Love you, bye. Lloyd, Kerno, XX.
Thank you, Lloyd. So this is when you were talking to Billy Bush off of American TV, and he's got one of those laughs, which I can't really do, in his voice.
He was supposed to ask questions about Mila's new movie, Oz the Great and Powerful. Instead, he panicked, much to Mila's amusement.
Yeah.
I don't know how you read things and laugh at the same time. See,
that's supposed to make you, as a viewer, laugh, because he's put a laugh in the script. Here's James Corden's one from the Brits.
I've got to say, if being a successful singer, songwriter, actor and director was Plan B, I'd love to know what Plan A was.
Oh, yeah, it's
in there a little bit. Yeah, I like that.
Just a little bit. Just at the end.
Wow, it's a new trick.
Surprisingly hard to do, actually.
Dear Scott, the image of you on the BBC website has you on a very nice-looking sofa with an opulent-looking background. Was this taken at your house? Stuart, off of Northampton.
Not at my house, but we do need to get a new photo because it's horrible.
Yeah.
I quite liked it for a while because it's quite moody, but now I think I look ridiculous. Not my house. No, it was some vintage house.
I don't think it suits the times.
What do you mean the times?
Well, I just mean things.
That's vintage furniture. It wasn't that long ago.
Whose house was it?
Some random's house.
But someone who works here, was it?
No. It was a photographer's studio.
Oh, right.
What would you suggest we have as my picture on the Radio 1 homepage instead?
I think
is it on the homepage
question.
Or the podcast? I think the podcast is a good picture. The one that says, when you're listening to me or listen again, is a weird picture. That's the one we're talking about, isn't it?
Well, I'm certainly... Yeah, you see, you just look miserable. Yeah. Maybe people can send in some ideas and then we can get it done like that. Anything's better than that, Scott. Are you serious?
I quite like it. I don't like pictures when I smile. I don't like it. But I think we should do a new one. Okay. I'll sort that out. I'll make that my homework. We'll get a new picture. Next.
Dear Scott, Chris and PR Forel, I was wondering, have you heard of any unlucky incidents from Unlucky Gary lately? If so, I would love to hear them. Plus, I was listening to an old podcast of yours today, and I was wondering, have you, David Walliams, his dog and a listener gone to see Mamma Mia together yet? Love you, bye. Jenny, off of Sheffield.
Oh, Jenny, you do listen a lot, don't you?
She's way behind.
That's a long time ago. That was when David Walliams was doing more swimming for charity, probably this time 2 years ago. And to perk him up every day when he was feeling a bit low, we used to play him ABBA songs, which he used to enjoy very much. No, I did see David Walliams today, actually, because he was in on Grimmy's show, but we haven't been to see Mamma Mia. What was the other question?
Unlucky Gary.
Unlucky Gary, actually. Yes, I've heard from him today. Not that much unlucky stuff has happened to him recently, apart from he's trying to lose weight at the moment. I was going to do this. He's trying to lose weight at the moment, but then last night got drunk and ate 6 Milky Way yogurts before bed. Do you know how much that is? 1,200 calories.
Is it?
Just before you go to sleep. Unlucky. He just texted me in the morning going, oh my God, I've woken up with all of the empty pots by my bed. That's unlucky.
I don't think it counts in them circumstances, does it?
No, it kind of does. It's still 1,200 calories on your belly. Next.
Dear Scott, I used to be a full-time mystery shopper. On some consignments, you're allowed to reveal yourself as a mystery shopper at the end, where you go, for 'tis I, the mystery shopper.
What?
Which I quite liked.
No, you don't.
You can see the panic in the employee's eyes. On the other hand, I have been unravelled before the end of the mystery shopping on a few occasions. That can make the mystery shopper panic. I think you should definitely send Chris out. He might turn out to be surprisingly good at it. Love you, bye. Sam.
Thanks, Sam. I'm obsessed with this mystery shopper thing. We were talking about it yesterday, where lots of shops pay people to go into the shop pretending to be a shopper, and they rate them on, you know, service and how quickly they got seen and
and all sorts of different ratings. They do it in restaurants as well, in hotels, spas. One of my mates just signed up to be it, and the first thing he had to do was go to a train station with a copy of the timetable and see if the trains were late. He was hoping more for a spa or a night in a hotel. We need to send you out as a mystery shopper. Can we do this really soon?
Well, I'm up for it.
I want you to be like the world's most obvious mystery shopper. Let's try and do it, like maybe tomorrow or something.
All right.
Anything else you want to say? Scott.mills@bbc.co.uk.
The Scott Mills Daily.
We just had a sneak peek at Nick Grimshaw's hair. It's not done yet.
It's very pink.
It's kind of strawberry milkshake pink. We're going to reveal it at about 20 minutes time from now, and apparently it'll be done. It's not pink enough at the moment. As if. It's quite pink. Oh, here he comes. Hopping a skip.
There we go.
It's too like. Sorry, Chris. Oh, here we go.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, just the breakfast show host.
Oh, God, here we go. Why do you look different?
Why Hollywood. Bring this on me?
Hollywood,
it's gone Hollywood.
You've got pink hair.
Well, for charity. What's your excuse?
He is. he's looking more LA, isn't he?
You look rich.
I don't look.
Yes, you do.
Yeah.
Richer. You're holding yourself differently.
Yeah.
What you does definitely that even are. Mean? Like your posture's different and stuff. Look how you're leaning on there. Like, hey, I'm an actor.
Oh, yeah.
I know Hollywood.
Anyway, hey,
my friend Sam is desperate to meet you. She's like, "Where's that really gorgeous guy from that Mila
okay,
Kunis
Grimmy.
Thing?"
Okay, Grimmy.
From the Mila Kunis thing.
Mila Kunis thing. Oh.
What's the hair update, please?
The hair update is now. I think we're at Ellie Goulding.
We want. Yes, we are.
We want to leapfrog Mirren and go straight to Minaj.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
So it needs to be a bit pinker. Takes ages. This. It's really
boring,
isn't it?
You've been in there since 11.
11:30.
Have you been under one of them things, like old ladies, you know, them dryer things?
No, I've had foil in my head, like, and they've layered it up so it looks like, you know, when you go to the pub and they have nuts on a wall.
Oh.
It was like that.
Also,
and
question.
And then I've had a plastic bag on my head.
There were mealworms in your hair earlier.
Yeah.
Oh, did you wash them out?
So horrible, because there was, like, sawdust in. I thought it was sawdust, but it was actually the poo of the mealworms. All they do is procreate and poo. That's it. Like, constantly.
And that is that mixed in with the hair dye now?
Well, I did wash it, but it was sort of, I'd say it was like half an inch thick in my scalp. Like, I had to use, like, a pen to use an old Bic to sort of jab at my scalp to get it out.
It's been a good day.
Cool day. It's been a wicked day.
It's been brilliant. Do you
I
know
feel
what?
Really great.
This, like, your hair's been through the mill.
Yes.
I hurt my back a bit, actually.
Oh, I'm really sorry, because I
fine.
Pushed you.
I know.
And then as soon as I did it, I was like, oh, this is bad. This
yeah.
is a claim.
And then I saw Leanne from Little Mix run to the loo, like, literally holding sick in her hands.
Yes.
You know that thing where you have to run really fast?
Oh, yeah.
And then I went
beat
into...
Beat her all 10.
That's right. And I went to the cubicle of the gents, just because I needed to go. Mm-hmm. And there was one of Union J in there, Josh, I believe, literally trying to make himself sick. Hands,
yeah, I think it really affected him.
Hands
he was like, that was like an hour afterwards. He was still trying to puke up.
So it's been a lot of casualties today, but we did raise a lot of money.
Yeah, it was really good, wasn't
really
it?
Really good
Thanks
fun.
Thanks for coming in and doing all good things.
It's all right. It's all good.
It was really good.
Will Scotland you come back and see us when it's Minaj Pink? Or
yeah, it's Minaj Pink. Someone's frantically ran out for some pink hair dye.
They run out?
Yeah. No, they've run out to get
hair dye's hair. Here. Hair okay, dye's here, honest. Love. Okay, bye.
Bye. I feel like Nana getting my hair done at
I know,
home.
It's taken ages as well. Bye, Nick Grimshaw.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Like everyone's here now. It's a waffle of Radio 1 DJs.
A waffle.
All at once. That's the collective term. Nick Grimshaw, hi.
Hi, Scott Mills.
You look like he's got pink hair now.
Helen
for
Mirren.
Or comic relief.
Sexy it's Helen Mirren.
Bit, no. It's a bit Mirren. It's a bit also, do you remember in like... The old sci-fi programs you see from made in the 60s, and they're like, this is what everyone's hair is going to be like in the 90s.
In the future.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also, Billy Joe Thingy Bob from Green Day.
Oh, yeah, from off of Green Day.
In the 90s.
Yeah.
We need to get a picture of this right now and put it on the radio on Facebook and Twitter, because people have been literally planning their day around this.
I know, I feel really bad. People are texting me saying, I'm still awake in Oregon.
Oh, I know.
It's tomorrow now.
In Oregon.
Is your hair nearly done? I'm like, sorry. Oh. It has taken, what, four... 4 hours.
Yeah, but it's really pink now.
Yeah.
And how
is
long?
That,
how long
Billy Joe from Green Day, pink.
Right, what, is it 3 months, what?
What, the hair?
Yeah, how
well,
long?
Yeah, until it grows out. So a while. Well, it's bleached, so it's permanent. Good. My new lifestyle
I
choice.
I think it's great.
Hey, you know who's thrilled? My agent.
I bet. Have you got any TV stuff coming up?
Yeah, tomorrow.
Oh, tomorrow, good.
Yeah.
I think it really works.
I think it's fine. I think it's going to look nice with a suit.
This morning, this morning, Grimmy had a go at me because I said that actually that that thing that he was wearing, the swimming costume, yes. I said to him, actually, it really suits you.
It didn't suit me.
You look like a flapper girl.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, I do now.
But the hair doesn't suit you, but it does look nice.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah,
it's all right.
Is that done now? Is that it? Can you get
to
the pub?
Yeah, I'm free.
Hooray.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thanks, Grimshaw. And have you taken a picture already?
Yeah, oh, she's awesome. Done it already. Very efficient.
Very efficient. We'll get that online for you because the people in Oregon really want to see it.
Okay, am I going to sit down? I'm tired.
Go and have a seat. Haven't you been sat down all day?
Yeah.
Like a nun doing your hair.
It's a lot. Yeah, it's a lot.
Have you got any worms in your pants?
I did when I showered, found one like here and like the where the seam of my boxer shorts is. So we'd been in there for like hours.
I liked it earlier when Sarah Cox went, if you need a champagne cork, I've got one spare in my bag. If
yeah. Oh, yeah, best take that out now.
If you need one.
And bye, guys.
Bye then. Bye.
See you later.
Oh, dear.
It's you, really? I didn't hear that bit.
Yeah. It's been quite chaotic today, Radio 1, but I've quite enjoyed it.
It has, yeah.
And Greg's here now to play Real or No Real.
Can I just say, Chris, your hair looks lovely.
Why?
It looks so nice.
He's getting silly.
He's got a Hollywood look now.
Haven't you?
He's gone LA.
You look like Matt Damon.
Yeah.
Do you know what? My barber will be loving this, won't he?
It's still your barber. You haven't changed.
Same. Don't be like that, Scott. No need. But thank you, Greg. That's lovely.
I'm really saying, you look chiseled, you look hot, you look quite Los Angeles.
Stubble and a swooshy haircut.
You're right. And check the teeth. I think the teeth have been
whitened. Have you got white teeth?
Teeth are fine.
Okay. Real or no real? Right, this message has just flashed up for me. What is going on today?
What message?
It says, this is a real or no real special on Vanessa Feltz.
What?
This is because I had to snog her earlier.
I know, that was incredible.
And she went in.
Of course she did.
Whoa.
Vanessa Feltz.
So I was on roller skates. The video is on the Radio 1 homepage. It was all for charity. And me and Feltz had a snog. Anyway, apparently it's about Vanessa Feltz today. So here are the facts, or are they?
Vanessa suffered from a knitting addiction between 2003 and 2008 and only quit when producers of her radio phone-in show ordered her to stop as the noise of her clacking needles was distracting callers.
Why did you say clacking? You...
So, Vanessa, I'm playing the long as well today. Vanessa's secret knitting addiction, which kind of fell over onto the air when you could hear the clacking of her knitting needles. Yeah. I can imagine this to be true, actually.
Mm. I sort of think this is true because she looked very busy with her hands with you earlier. She liked to do things. Her hands were all over
you. She doesn't know what to do with her hands and therefore needs something to do with them. That's true.
I think she looks
like a knitter.
Mm.
Yes. She looks like she would be knitting.
Yeah.
But when's she going to have the time for that? She's a busy woman. Yeah. I heard her on your show the other day. She was in here earlier.
She does like 10 shows a day.
Well, sort of during the records, a lot of time, isn't there? She could do that, I think.
And especially on Radio 2 of a morning.
It's actually quite a craze, knitting, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's quite a craze. People on the tube knit. Not just grannies,
people as well.
Young people are knitting.
We mentioned
really?
This before. An old boss that used to work here... Khalees saw her knitting one day and then became Khalees's personal knitting assistant.
What?
Actual fact.
Really?
Yeah, Khalees was at a big weekend once, sat being interviewed by me, and our boss was next to me knitting, and she's like, oh my God, I really want to learn how to do that.
So just hired her.
Before you know it, she hires her, what? And she's part of the entourage to be Khalees's personal knitting assistant and even goes to her wedding... With right. Nas.
The thing is, I would say, where do you go from there?
I don't know.
What
I mean,
do you do
it.
Then? Yeah. Because she'll get bored of you.
She got dropped quite
of
soon.
Of course.
Yeah. But she was in the lead car of the entourage for quite some time.
What?
Yeah.
What, in the front seat, knitting?
And then she was like, oh, bore off, I'm bored of knitting now.
But did she wear knitted stuff?
She just knitted for Khalees.
What, she's not famous for wool?
She just knitted for Khalees.
She's, yeah. Standard.
Deal with
what?
It.
Anyway, Vanessa Feltz,
man,
real or no real?
Mittens bring all the boys to the yard. No real for that.
I'm going to say real.
I'm going to say real.
That one is no real.
Oh.
Of course.
I'm no good at this.
Are you sure? Is that Khalees one real as well?
Yes.
Wow.
Real. Next.
In 1995, Vanessa had her own book of sex tips for women published under the title, What Are These Strawberries Doing on My Nipples? I Need Them for the Fruit Salad.
Now, if this is made up, that is very bold, you know.
I don't think that could be made up. That has to be. That sounds that's like something she would say. Oh, doesn't it?
I'm really glad that I didn't know about this before the kiss earlier. I didn't like if this is true.
Well, I think it will be true. She is a very forward lady.
Matron.
Did you see her on Let's Dance being lowered onto the cannon? She got lowered onto a cannon. The cannon then erupted with glitter.
Yeah, that's right.
And
wasn't that a sexual lady? To Celine Dion, wasn't it?
Cher,
that was it. Yeah.
Anyway, I think based on what I've seen and what I've heard and what I saw today with her kissing you, that is definitely real.
I'm thinking she could be a sexpert. I'm saying real.
I'm saying real.
That one is real.
Absolutely.
And we've got the cover alone.
What are these strawberries doing on my nipples?
Is this an official
book? I need them for the fruit salad.
What are these strawberries doing on my nipples? I need them for the fruit salad.
Awesome.
It's reduced at the moment, if you are.
Oh, is it? I might buy it.
Next.
Vanessa is known to be one of the hardest working women in showbiz and once insisted on presenting her daytime chat show even though she had both her legs in plaster casts after a skiing accident.
I can imagine that.
Mm.
She's a workhorse.
Is that a compliment?
A workhorse.
I remember that show. I forgot she had that show. I forgot she had a talk show.
Mm. What? Do you mean Vanessa?
Yeah.
It was huge. Huge show.
This was pre-Kyle, wasn't it? And pre...
It wasn't it pre-Trisha?
Trisha, was it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Wasn't she a rival of Trisha's?
Yes.
It was Trisha, Trish and Van. Van.
So have they got beef?
I don't think so.
Trish and Van have beef.
So real or no real to Vanessa, like hardest working woman in showbiz, even going into work with both legs in plaster?
Real.
No real. Real.
No real.
That one is no real.
Oh yeah. And next on the Vanessa Felt special.
Vanessa shared her first childhood kiss at the age of 10 on a holiday with Radio 1's Pete Tong, who was 12 at the time.
This is ledge. Let's all discuss.
Okay, so there is Vanessa on holiday, and there is a young Pete Tong before he became Lord Large, and he is 12 and has a little kiss with the young Vanessa Feltz on holiday. Holiday romance, if you will.
And I can picture it now. Thanks to your kiss. I'm not saying that you look like Peter. I mean that I can imagine what she did when she kissed him.
Yeah.
If true.
Well, it wouldn't have been that full on, would it, at that age?
Oh, was so, it? Were 12. They that young?
12.
12. Oh,
right. Thanks for listening again.
are you listening to Radio 2 in those I know Steve Wright is a legend, but come on, show some respect.
Love the show, Steve. Real or no real, Pete Tong and Vanessa Feltz having a little kiss.
I'd love it to be real, but I feel like it's no real. If it is real, then this is a life changer. I will be straight on Google.
I'm saying real.
I'm saying real because I know it.
You're that one is
me.
Real.
You are kidding me.
Actual fact.
You are kidding me.
Yep. Pete Tong and Vanessa Feltz.
What?
Actually happened.
Fact.
Yep. Look it up.
You are joking.
It's out there. It's in the public domain.
How did I not know about this?
Yeah.
I imagine Pete doesn't shout about it every week.
No,
on the show,
she does. But... He doesn't so much.
Oh my God. Have I not heard that before?
Yeah.
This is a game changer.
Isn't it?
It is, though.
It's life changing.
Apparently his mother was livid. Oh, no, her mother was livid. Oh, when she got, or his... Was it
this is her insane. Mother. Sorry, this is insane.
It's blown your mind, right?
Yes. Pete Tong, welcome to the weekend.
And
him.
Hello, darling. Ooh, those nipples on my salad.
Quite a little.
And next.
Vanessa Feltz is currently suffering from a cold sore.
From Pete?
No! Oh, don't tell me that now!
Is that... When are these recorded? Was this since this morning or...
I don't know.
So she's now suffering from a cold sore. So
no, it's nothing to do with me, thank you.
Well, maybe it was.
No, it's not, though. So...
So I can't stop thinking about Pete Tong and Vanessa Feltz.
Vanessa has a cold sore. Real or no real? I'm hoping no real.
I don't care.
He doesn't care anymore.
No other facts matter anymore.
I'm going to say real.
Hang on. Let's think about this. No real.
That one is no real.
Thank the Lord. And at the end of that fascinating round of real or no real...
Okay, I scored 30, Greg scored 30, and Scott, you won. You scored 40.
Whoa, hang on. You knew about the Pete Tong one, though.
That's okay.
Why is that okay?
Yeah, but... Still real.
Yeah, but... he knew, so he doesn't get the point.
Yeah, but I didn't know that one was going to come up, did I? Yeah, that's like saying, oh, there's a quiz question on TV, and I've... Oh, I know the answer.
You're cheating,
well, that's not.
You know
I tweeted. I cheated, rather.
You're cheating because you know things.
Yeah, that's. Sorry, Greg.
So I forgot you the questions. I take that back.
I've won, and thank you very much to Vanessa actually for being really good sport today. She was incredible.
I love.
She just game for anything, and she raised so much money for Comet Relief with the share thing and with that this morning. So, what a lady! Thank you very much.
We love
Vanessa.
Her very much.
We do. National treasure. Join us tomorrow on BBC Radio 1 between 1 and 4 while you're having your lunch, if you can. Tomorrow we're going to send Chris out as the world's most obvious mystery shopper. I can't wait!
Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.